Let's look back at the year 2023 and some of the best moments on our airwaves over the past year. We begin with the winter season.
The other end, Corneliuson lays it up, no good. Rebound to Gabe Clark, down court to Jay Keller. He will lay it up and score! 58-52, Jay with 17, and timeout Rockets!
They got to get the ball down the floor and get some sort of prayer up for the Storm to force overtime, and he missed it purposely.
Missed it, Curran.
Of course,
the Dutch are your American Rivers Conference champions.
Max put in so much time. It was so great to see it all really come together for him and his family. And I'm so happy for him, but it's almost a relief because he's such a special athlete. For him to just finally get it done, we've been so close. It's great.
Running. Yeah, they can't call timeout. They can't call timeout, and the Eagles are going to the state tournament for the 17th time in 33 years. Pella Christian, second year in a row.
How does it feel to lead this team back to Wells Fargo Arena?
Yeah, it's kind of cool you say that. Like, just in the locker room, a lot of our seniors and us were just saying, like, you know, how Coach Larson, that group, and Bowen went to Wells Fargo, and how all of us were at those games, and it was just like a dream for us to go and, you know, go ourselves and play there.
5 seconds to go in the quarterfinals, and MFL Marmac dribbles it out, and Pella Christian is moving on to the semifinals. Eagles, 61. Bulldogs, 54.
Let's move on to a busy spring of 2023.
Obviously, a win would have been amazing, but none of us are going to claim a second place. We beat some phenomenal ball teams out there, and honestly, all of us didn't have our best stuff, and to be able to play second place makes us feel pretty good.
Three balls and two strikes with a 3-2 central lead, two outs in the seventh. Chabon rocks and fires. Okay. Line drive, right field, right at Emma Jensen, who makes the catch. Inning over, ball game over. Central 3, Grinnell 2.
Hey.
And now near the midfield, it's Mia Warner, who can get it down there in a hurry. Her and Eliza have some strong legs for backline defenders.
There's a great shot. Warner, the goal! Abby Warner, just before the halftime horn, makes it 1-0 Dutch.
Brown opportunity,
puts it in!
And he gets it. Brown with the goal. Wow! 7:53 left in the match. It was a long send. It was Brown. He was one-on-one. The keeper was a little bit out of position. Brown finally able to get that foot on it. Goal, Warriors.
It's always a busy transition as we go from spring to summer, and a lot of great moments were captured on our airwaves during the hottest months of the year.
And there's a ball smoked to deep left field. That ball is gone! Kiara Regan!
Getting the sign, the 1-2 on the way. Swung on, line drive, center field. Knoxville wins it. Hannah Duncan, the RBI single, and the Panthers win it 7-6. A 2-2 pitch coming up.
He got him! Struck him out! The game is over, and Knoxville will head to the sub-state semifinals on Tuesday. 5-2 is the final score. Bo Leisure strikes out 14 batters and gets the win. Colmore, ground ball. Kelvin Arendog fields it, throws it to first, and the Eagles are going to the state tournament for the first time in 29 years.
Second and third, two out. Norwalk leads at 5-0. 1-2 pitch. Swing! High and outside fastball. Warren Black spikes the softball, and the Warriors celebrate for the second year in a row. They are making a trip to Fort Dodge.
There's the white flag. One to go in the Knoxville Nationals. Kyle Larson has led all 49 laps. Can he lead one more and become the eighth multi-time winner of the Knoxville Nationals? Young Money through turn three. Coming out of turn four to the checkers, Kyle Larson is a two-time Knoxville Nationals champion. Kyle Larson leads all 50 laps, was never really challenged.
And now we move to the fall of 2023.
Here's Weiss, takes a snap, He looks to fire. It is picked off! Picked off by Knoxville. Who has it? It's Ruger Kendall. Chug it towards the sideline, and he gets... He will score! Touchdown, Knoxville! Ruger Kendall literally lands in his lap and scores a touchdown.
The toss goes to Vinny Schurz. Schurz looking and spinning. And Vinny Schurz is into the game, into the end zone. Touchdown, Pella Christian. The Eagles have defeated the Mustangs in double overtime. What a win.
Victory formation for Pella with 43 seconds to go. They take a snap. They take a knee. And they won't need to run another play. The Dutch have upset the defending state champions. As the clock winds down, our final score, Pella 31, Cedar Rapids Xavier 21.
We're on the cusp of being
stopped. Whoa.
This is going to go
Let's
in the end zone.
Let's
the ball
it.
Is loose. It is a touchdown. Carson Leathers recovers it. Six for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella. Randy, there's your dagger.
That is a dagger if I ever saw one. Holy cow. What a football game.
For a decent amount of this game, Kenny throws up the middle. It's going to be intercepted. Eli Fox, no one in front of him, to the sideline. And Eli Fox goes down. He doesn't score. Eli Fox with the heads up play. He ruins the touchdown call. What does Fox say?
What the Fox say?
Our center again. He gives it to Robbins, and Adrian Robbins is in for the Mustang touchdown. They're on the board. PCM strikes first.
Jensen in the shotgun. Worth alone to the right. Jensen throws towards Worth. It's going to be caught across the 40. He's got enough, and he does it. Reed Worth up to the 48-yard line, and that should be more than enough for the all-time mark. Reed Worth is the all-time receiver in Simpson College history.
I'll never forget the moment we got the at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. It was just so amazing, exciting to see all the work we have done in the off-season and spring and summer.
Bronfeld tips it back up. Haverman hits it out. And Indianola bring on the Lancers. They qualify to the Class 4A state championship match. A 15-10 win in five sets over Lewis Central.
And let's wrap things up with a look back at our 2023 state champions.
I was really bummed about missing Caleb last year, but once me and Josh had a few matches together in the offseason, I knew that our ceiling could be even higher than me and Caleb was. And that was a really good feeling because I was really down in the dumps about missing my awesome brother. But, you know, playing with Josh, and our ceiling was definitely higher, and we got it done this year, which was great.
It feels great. I have not ran almost all season. I got back really late in the game, but figuring out that I could actually make it back from injury, even though I've never had a hamstring injury, it was just, in a way, it was a confidence booster because I realized that I could actually get back up to it, back to my normal. So to come back out here and actually win, I'm shocked, but I'm obviously extremely happy.
Here on KRLS, talking to state champion in the Class 2A boys discus, Trevor Veenstra of the Pella Christian boys track and field team. Trevor, it's been a season of hard work to be able to culminate it with a state title. What does that mean to you?
Just an absolute joy to finally win. Yesterday didn't go my way. I'm just glad I could turn it around today and do my best.
Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, a state champion from PCM. We talked to you guys on Thursday, the Shovel Hoarder Relay. I'll have you guys introduce yourselves for me quickly. Now a state champion.
Griffin Olson.
Adrian Robbins.
Gavin Van Gorp.
Gavin Fenton.
And guys, I know I asked you that question on Thursday, and now here it is. What's it mean to have those flags in your hands right now?
It means a lot. I mean, we weren't really expecting gold, but when we made the finals, that's all we wanted.
And your champion. He's won three events this weekend, the 8, the 16, and the 32. He runs 4:16.90. From Pella, Chase Lauman.
And your champion, running 18:38.6.
Once again, that was a look back at the best moments of the year 2023, as heard on KNIA KRLS. Have a happy new year, and we look forward to more special moments in 2024.